You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Securities and Investments Commission will now have eyes and ears inside Australia's major financial institutions as part of its efforts to combat rampant misconduct. The federal government is providing ASIC with an extra $70 million to bolster its monitoring and enforcement efforts. Around $8 million is to be spent on embedding ASIC officials inside the four major banks, the Commonwealth Bank, Westpac, NAB and ANZ, and also inside wealth manager AMP. It's part of what's intended to be a more proactive and aggressive approach to combating misconduct. Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison says the change gives ASIC further resources to properly monitor and address corporate behaviour of the banks, which he says the government has always tried to do.
The action that the government has been taking, we've been taking from day one, and we've been doing it for years. Over 2 years ago, we put an extra $120 million into ASIC and increased their powers then. So this is a topic on which we have never rested. It's a topic on which we've always applied ourselves fully. We've been very aware of the issues that we need to address, and we have not sat back in taking action.
ASIC's litigation budget will also be boosted by more than $26 million, giving it more power to take major players to court. ASIC has been criticised in the past for being soft on the banks and preferring enforceable undertakings over more serious penalties. The funding boost will also provide greater protection for corporate whistleblowers, with almost $7 million allocated to protect those who publicly identify unethical behaviour at Australia's financial institutions. ASIC Chairman James Shipton says the corporate regulator will begin deploying officials towards the end of the month, starting at the headquarters of the Big Four banks and AMP.
We have been working very hard to give life and breathe life to our new strategic vision, which is a vision of a fair, strong, and efficient financial system for all Australians. We know that there is an expectation by the community for us to quickly resolve outstanding issues. We also understand that there is an important message to be sent to the financial sector that misbehaviour, misconduct will not be tolerated.
CEO of the Australian Bankers Association, Anna Bly, says the banks will work with ASIC on the new measures.
This new initiative involving ASIC at the front end of potential problems instead of at the back end when problems have already happened is potentially a way of one more step in improving the relationship of banks with their customers and with the Australian people. Banks know they've got a long way to go before they can really regain the trust of Australians, but this is potentially a step in the right direction.
But not all are so optimistic about whether the new measures will work. Barrister James Wilden worked for ASIC as a junior lawyer in 2004. He has since been an outspoken critic of the regulator and believes the banks and ASIC all need a culture change.
The announcement strikes me as somewhat gimmicky. We've just started a further round of the Royal Commission into financial services, and we've already heard more bad news, and I think there's bad news yet to come out of this about misconduct by the banks and negligence by ASIC in supervising the banks. And this announcement strikes me as a way to change the story and present the image of ASIC and the government as being proactive and on the front foot and taking charge of the issue.
Meanwhile, at the Banking Royal Commission, the National Australia Bank faced close scrutiny amid revelations it considered asking customers to opt in to be compensated for fees they never should have been charged in the first place. NAB denies it was trying to avoid paying customers proper compensation. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.